Welcome to episode 33 of the Shadows of Mystery podcast. Today, we delve into one of the most compelling and enigmatic disappearances in maritime history, the mystery of the Flannan Isles Lighthouse. Perched on a remote and windswept cliff face, this haunting tale has puzzled investigators and captivated imaginations for over a century. Join us as we piece together the clues, explore the theories, and confront the eerie, unanswered questions surrounding the vanished keepers of this lonely lighthouse. Prepare yourself for a story that will leave you questioning the fine line between reality and the unknown. The Flannan Isles, often called the Seven Hunters, are a desolate cluster of rocky islands off the northwest coast of Scotland. These remote, wind-battered isles stand in stark solitude, endlessly lashed by the unforgiving waves of the North Atlantic. At their heart lies the largest island, Eilean Mór, where the Flannan Isles Lighthouse was meticulously constructed between 1895 and 1899, a feat of engineering by David Allen Stevenson. This lighthouse was meant to serve as a crucial beacon of safety, guiding ships away from the perilous waters and jagged rocks of the surrounding sea. Yet, just 1 year after its completion, in December 1900, it became the epicenter of a mystery that has baffled the world ever since. This is the story of the three lighthouse keepers stationed there, James Duckett, Thomas Marshall, and Donald MacArthur, and the inexplicable events that led to their disappearance. On December 15th, a passing ship noted that the lighthouse's beacon was not lit, an alarming discovery given the vital role it served for maritime navigation. Upon investigation days later, rescuers found the lighthouse completely deserted, with no sign of the three men. The only clues left behind were a set of cryptic log entries, detailing stormy weather and feelings of unease, and a few scattered objects that suggested some kind of disturbance. What could have happened to Duckett, Marshall, and MacArthur? Over the years, countless theories have emerged, ranging from the plausible to the supernatural. Some believe they were swept away by a rogue wave, while others suggest foul play or even madness overtaking the isolated keepers. But more fantastical explanations, ranging from alien abductions to malevolent forces, have also been suggested, keeping the legend alive in popular culture. Over a century later, the Flannan Isles Lighthouse remains shrouded in mystery, its dark past echoing through the desolate cliffs and crashing waves. Was it a tragic accident or something far more chilling? The disappearance of the lighthouse keepers on Eilean Mór has baffled historians, investigators, and storytellers alike, sparking countless theories and speculation. Join us as we dive deeper into this haunting story, unraveling the threads of one of the greatest unsolved maritime mysteries of all time. When the lighthouse on Eilean Mór was completed in 1899, it was hailed as a marvel of engineering, perched dramatically on a sheer cliff 200 feet above the rough seas below. The 23-meter-tall white tower gleamed in the sparse Scottish sunlight, standing as a beacon of safety for the countless vessels navigating the treacherous waters surrounding the Flannan Isles. Its light, capable of reaching 20 miles out to sea, was a lifeline for sailors braving the North Atlantic, where storms and uncharted hazards made every journey perilous. To ensure the lighthouse operated without fail, a team of three keepers was stationed there at all times, working in near isolation from the outside world. A fourth man served as a relief keeper, periodically arriving with supplies, letters, and news from the mainland, offering the stationed crew a temporary reprieve from their remote, solitary existence. The rhythm of life at the lighthouse was harsh, but the keepers were well-trained and prepared for the challenges of isolation. Yet, despite their professionalism and experience, something inexplicable occurred in December 1900 that has left an air of foreboding over Eilean Mór ever since. On December 15th of that year, during a period of heavy weather, the steamship Arctur passed the Flannan Isles and noticed something alarming. The lighthouse, a crucial navigational aid, was completely dark. Its light, vital for warning passing ships of the hazardous coastline, was not lit, raising immediate concerns. The crew of the Arctur reported the anomaly as soon as they reached port, alerting the Northern Lighthouse Board to the potentially dangerous situation. However, the worsening weather delayed any investigation, as the maintenance and inspection vessel, the Hesperus, could not set sail until December 26th, 11 days after the initial report. When the Hesperus finally arrived at Eileen Moor, the crew was met with an eerie, foreboding silence. The lighthouse stood solemnly on its perch, but there were no signs of life. No flag was flying to signal the presence of the keepers, and unusually, none of the men came out to greet the arriving vessel. Accustomed lighthouse keepers commonly followed, eager for the news and supplies from the outside world. Disturbed by the stillness, Captain Harvey of the Hesperus sounded the ship's whistle multiple times and even fired a flare into the air, hoping to draw the attention of the keepers. Yet, the island remained eerily silent. Sensing something was deeply wrong, Harvey ordered relief keeper Joseph Moore to go ashore and investigate. Moore disembarked alone, his apprehension growing as he approached the lighthouse. What he found was both haunting and utterly perplexing. The entrance gate to the lighthouse compound was closed, and the main door to the lighthouse itself was firmly shut but unlocked. Inside, the scene was unsettlingly pristine, as though the keepers had vanished in the middle of their daily routine without a trace. The clock within the lighthouse had stopped, its hands frozen in time, hinting at the moment when the keepers' mysterious fate had unfolded. Beds were neatly made, and bed linens showed no signs of a struggle. In the kitchen, utensils had been washed and put away, while remnants of a meal suggested the men had recently eaten. Everything was in order, yet there was no sign of the three keepers, James Duckett, Thomas Marshall, and Donald MacArthur. It was as if the men had simply walked off the face of the earth. Further investigation only deepened the mystery. Outside the lighthouse, Moore discovered evidence of recent storm damage, with ropes from a storage box found strewn across the rocks. These ropes should have been safely secured, leading to speculation that one or more of the keepers may have ventured outside to retrieve them during the storm. However, no clear explanation could account for all three men disappearing simultaneously, especially since lighthouse protocol dictated that at least one keeper always remain inside. Theories began to emerge, ranging from a tragic accident, a wave sweeping them out to sea, to more sinister and supernatural possibilities. Some speculated foul play, while others whispered of ghostly forces tied to the island's long, mysterious history. Despite exhaustive investigations by the Northern Lighthouse Board, the fate of the three men remains one of the most enduring maritime mysteries of all time. Over the decades, countless theories have been proposed, but none have provided a definitive answer. The Flannan Isles Lighthouse, perched on its lonely cliffs above the roaring waves, continues to stand as a silent witness to the events of that fateful December in 1900, its secrets forever locked in the past. Further inspection revealed that two sets of oilskins, the heavy waterproof outerwear needed for venturing out in rough weather, were missing, indicating that two of the keepers had left the safety of the lighthouse. However, the third set of oilskins was still hanging on its peg, leading to speculation that the third keeper, believed to be Donald MacArthur, had gone outside in a hurry without proper protection. This detail only deepened the mystery, as MacArthur, known for his cautious nature, would have understood the dangers of venturing out in such harsh conditions unprepared. The Hesperus crew scoured the island for clues, but no trace of the three keepers, James Duckett, Thomas Marshall, and Donald MacArthur, was ever found. The lighthouse, fully operational just weeks before, had become a silent monument to a mystery that endures over a century later. What could have compelled the keepers to leave their post? And why had they vanished without a trace? The unanswered questions surrounding the Flannan Isles Lighthouse continue to spark intrigue and speculation to this day. Further searches revealed chilling evidence of the storm's destructive power at the Western Landing. Heavy railings, designed to withstand harsh weather, were twisted beyond recognition and torn from their mountings. A sturdy supply box had been shattered into pieces, and an enormous boulder, weighing more than a ton, had been dislodged and shifted from its original position. These findings painted a vivid picture of the sea's ferocity, a force so powerful it reshaped the landscape. Yet, despite these ominous clues, they offered no trace of the missing men, deepening the mystery surrounding their disappearance. The official investigation was led by Robert Muirhead, superintendent of the Northern Lighthouse Board, and a man deeply familiar with both the lighthouse and its keepers. Having personally known Duckett, Marshall, and MacArthur, Muirhead approached the matter with a mix of professionalism and somber determination. His final report outlined a grim yet plausible explanation for the tragedy. He theorized that the three men had left the relative safety of the lighthouse to secure the mooring ropes and inspect the supply box at the western landing during the storm. While doing so, a rogue wave of unimaginable size likely surged over the cliff, striking with such force that it swept all three men into the sea before they could react. Muirhead's observations added weight to his explanation. He noted that two of the keepers were likely wearing their sea boots and oilskins, standard gear for outdoor work under adverse conditions. The harsh terrain of the island, with its steep and narrow paths, combined with the area's unique geological features, might have amplified and funneled the wave's energy to catastrophic levels. The very design of the western landing, intended to provide access to the sea, may have also made it particularly vulnerable to such a freak event. Though his report offered a likely scenario, the lack of concrete evidence left lingering questions, ensuring that the mystery of the missing keepers would endure in maritime lore. Despite this logical explanation, the story of the Flannan Isles has drawn countless theories over the years, capturing the imaginations of historians, mystery enthusiasts, and storytellers alike. One of the most widely accepted ideas is that all three men fell victim to a freak rogue wave, one of nature's most unpredictable and devastating phenomena. These enormous waves, rising seemingly out of nowhere, are capable of reaching heights of over 100 feet and can engulf even the sturdiest cliffs. If the keepers had ventured too close to the water's edge, perhaps to secure supplies or inspect damage caused by stormy weather, a rogue wave could have swept them away in an instant, leaving no trace behind. Another plausible theory suggests that strong winds and worsening storm conditions may have forced the men to leave the safety of the lighthouse to secure their equipment or check on the mooring ropes and supplies stored outside. Perhaps one of the keepers, realizing the danger his colleagues were in as the storm intensified, rushed out to assist them, only to share their tragic fate. It's easy to imagine how treacherous the rocky terrain would have been during such weather, with slick surfaces and gale-force winds adding to the peril. Yet, the absence of definitive evidence leaves the mystery open to darker interpretations. Could there have been foul play? Some accounts suggest that Donald MacArthur, the oldest of the three keepers and a man reputed to have a fiery temper, may have been involved in a violent altercation. Perhaps a dispute between the men, exacerbated by the isolation and harsh conditions of the Flannan Isles, escalated to a tragic and deadly conclusion. This theory suggests that one or more of the men may have been pushed, or accidentally fallen, into the turbulent sea during the conflict. However, while such speculation is dramatic, it remains just that. Speculation. And of course, there are those who believe the events were shaped by forces beyond human comprehension. The forlorn remoteness and eerie atmosphere of the Flannan Isles have inspired supernatural theories over the years. Some locals whisper of vengeful spirits roaming the isles, ancient curses tied to the Seven Hunters, or even legends of giant sea creatures lurking beneath the waves. These tales, while far-fetched to many, reflect the human tendency to seek meaning in the inexplicable, even if it lies in the realm of the otherworldly. What amplifies the enigma even further is the lack of concrete evidence to support any theory. No bodies were ever recovered. No distress signals were sent, and no clear narrative was pieced together from the scene. The lighthouse logbooks, carefully maintained by the keepers, contained no unusual entries that hinted at impending doom. Instead, they reported routine observations of the weather and sea conditions, showing no indication that the keepers anticipated the catastrophe to come. The final entry, written on December 15, 1900, was as ordinary as any other, making the subsequent disappearance all the more perplexing. The Flannan Isles Lighthouse remains automated to this day, its lonely beacon standing as both a symbol of human ingenuity and a reminder of nature's unforgiving power. To those who visit, it's a haunting monument of unanswered questions, a place where the boundary between history and legend blurs. For many, it represents the fragile line between human resilience and the uncontrollable forces of the natural world. James Duckett, Thomas Marshall, Donald MacArthur. These were three dedicated men, each with their own stories and loved ones, whose lives were claimed by forces we may never fully understand. Their disappearance serves as a potent reminder of the relentless challenges faced by those who once worked to keep the lights burning in remote corners of the world. This was episode 33 of the Shadows of Mystery podcast. Join us next time as we delve into another tale that whispers between history and legend. Another story where truth and imagination collide. Until then, remember, some stories don't find resolution in their answers, but in the questions they leave behind, echoing through time.